We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah, we are. We're doing pretty good. We're keeping tabs on this on the hockey playoffs, on the Final Four, if you will. And by the way, the Fan Morning Show brought to you by OneJet, four weekly nonstop round-trip flights from Pittsburgh to West Palm Beach. What did you see, because you're in the building, between Strowman and Tom Wilson from your own eyes, and then what did you hear and see in the locker room postgame?
Yeah, it certainly seemed like Tampa was taking a more aggressive tack with Wilson last night. They were hitting him whenever they could and maybe trying to give him some of his own medicine. I mean, we'll probably get into the details of the hit, but I thought it was a dirty hit. I mean, he's looking at him the entire way. Wilson's head is toward the boards, and in this part of his comments, he described the hit pretty well. I mean, he was kind of crouched down, but Strowman still should have never made the hit. It was disgusting that it's allowed to continue. And then, I know that people hate Tom Wilson, but you never want to see somebody like staggering to their feet. If ever there was a situation where they should have involved a concussion spotter, this was it, and it didn't happen. If we fast forward to postgame and about his comments, it was kind of funny. He alluded to a couple of incidents and did it like two times vaguely, but said he wasn't going to talk about it. And then I just asked him point blank and said, did you have a problem with the Strowman hit? And he just went off like a powder keg. He obviously had something he wanted to say and was just waiting for the first opportunity to say it. And, how are you going to feel sorry for Wilson, given his history and what he's done to people? I just, seems like people are kind of just laughing at it.
Well, do you think, and now he had taken a run, was it Tyler Johnson that he had hit a couple minutes before that? Strowman was retaliating for that. Strowman knew exactly what he was doing. It was not a headshot per se, because it was shoulder to shoulder, but he left his feet. He charged across the ice. He boarded him, and he knew that when he hit Wilson, his head was going to go into the boards. Do you expect that any supplemental discipline will be taken, especially given, like you said, he didn't really miss any ice time because he wouldn't have been on that power play that followed that?
Right, and I just, no, my short answer would be no, Jim, just because, I mean, I wish there would be. I wish they would do something and take all of this stuff more seriously, but they just don't. You know, there's going to be some old school Canadian guard dude saying that, you know, that's just a good hockey play, or he's just, you know, he deserved it, or something stupid like that. And, you know, for all of the reasons you described, I mean, no, it wasn't a head hit per se, but the way he drove up and threw into his head, I mean, that's a head hit for all intents and purposes, in my opinion. But I just think it's a really, really bad look if you go and have a hearing for somebody who did something to Tom Wilson. I mean, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt, and I think he knows that.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, let's look at it through black and gold glasses, because sometimes it's a bad thing. I think in this instance, it's a good thing. What would be in the best interest of the Pittsburgh Penguins? Would it be if if Strowman got suspended, if they did look at this, or if things get looked at in full form in the offseason? Like, what's the Penguins' best interest in all of this?
I think it's for Strowman to get suspended and for them to throw the book at anybody who does this sort of thing. The best thing that could possibly happen for the Penguins is for the NHL to like get serious about legislating this stuff. Not only because they have a couple guys with concussion histories, but just because they don't have a lot of guys who play the game that way. They don't have a lot of guys who walk the line. Even when they had Ryan Reeves, he was 99%. You know, a fairly legal and honest player. We didn't hear a lot about dirty hits that Ryan Reeves made or anything like that. I mean, Mike Sullivan would love to see them taken out of the game. Jim Rutherford would love to see them taken out of the game. Sidney Crosby on down the line. The best thing for the Penguins is for the NHL to sort of get with the times and realize that people want to see speed and skill and not a bunch of, goons or I'm not sure the word I'm looking for here, but just this stupid stuff. They want to see hockey.
You know, at least with the – I think back to the Dumoulin hit with Wilson, that they, you know, they try. Well, they did make the argument, and apparently the league bought it, that it was part of a hockey play that when that happened. What happened last night, that was not a hockey play. Strawman knew, he came from a long distance and knew exactly what he was going to do, and he could have taken Wilson out of the play by just letting him, just pinning him against the boards without nailing him. And the league, I don't know. It's very frustrating. I know that we're the choir preaching to one another here in this instance, but maybe they will do something. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why head injuries aren't more of a problem. Like, why we're not more concerned about this. It's almost like, you know, we haven't admitted there's a problem yet. And there is. I mean, whether we look at past players or current ones or how these things are called in-game, how these things are determined by the Department of Player Safety afterwards, if there's a possible suspension, how the concussion spotter works. I mean, there is absolutely a problem. It boggles my mind that we're sitting here pretending like everything is fine, and it's just not.
Otherwise, walking around the arena, walking around town, talking to Caps fans, or just observing Caps fans, this is an intangible, but do they think it's their year?
I think they think every year is their year. You know, I don't mean that to be insulting, but, I mean, there is, like, a pretty cool buzz down here. I'll say that. And I think it's long-deserved. I think they have a very good team. One thing you did start to see last night, that, like, the first sign of trouble, people are kind of starting to think, oh, no, is now when the other shoe drops. Like, there's this weird anticipation of something going wrong. I feel like that's going to be there the entire time until they actually correct this or win something or make a run or whatever. But there is a really cool buzz. There was a really cool buzz around the arena last night. And they're into this team. And you know what? Even though we're on a different side of it, I can still appreciate how great Ovechkin is and how really good this team is and how it's easy to get excited for them.
Jason, does somebody smarter than we are have a viable theory as to why the road teams keep winning this postseason, at least in the Eastern Conference?
No. No. And that was another thing that came up post-game. A lot of the Capitals players are kind of befuddled by that, too, because they were so good on the road. And then they come back, and they look like a completely different team. And we saw it with the Penguins having reverse splits as well, and it just doesn't make any sense. And I wonder if they're teams are able to concentrate more on the road. I feel like NHL playoffs, you know, this isn't a bad thing. I don't think there's any way you're going to change it. But, like, it's just become so much about, like, the atmosphere and gold out and white out and what are the fans doing outside and what's the building like? And, like, paying attention to all this stuff that really doesn't matter. And then I think when you're on the other side of it, these guys really love kind of playing the part of the heel and shutting everybody up. And so I think they just concentrate a little bit more on hockey. But, again, that's my best guess. The other thing I'd say is just it's a small sample size and kind of random at this point.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us for a couple more minutes. Are you going to Vegas for that series?
I am, yes, sir. I fly out in about an hour or something.
You staying on the Strip?
I am, Colin. I knew this would come up.
Okay, where?
I'm at the Excalibur.
Oh, iffy. Very iffy. Yeah, you'll be okay. Iffy. Very iffy. Just so
Why?
You know.
He was going to say that no matter where you stay.
No, I was not. No, I was not.
If I would have said New York, New York, he would have been okay with it.
Well, New York is like right at the arena. I mean, it's like right there.
Right.
Like the back door. If I'd have said MGM, yeah, okay. I'm really starting to become a big fan of the Palazzo, although I'm sure the newspaper wouldn't put you up there. And the Bellagio, but Excalibur's okay. I mean, it's in the heart of the Strip, so you can go either way from where you are. Nonetheless, I'm happy you're staying on the Strip. That's a big step for you. Are you? And this is a total kind of off the beaten path. Not off the beaten path, but are you just
That's
as?
All right. I love the off the beaten path question.
Are you just as excited to see the pregame stuff as you are to see the hockey game there?
Absolutely. I heard you talking about that the other day, and I completely agree with you. I think it's awesome, man. I'm excited to see the pregame stuff. I'm excited to walk around outside. I think it's so neat walking around there because this is my, I think, third time being out there. But, like, how many Yinzers you see and the people are, like, noticeably Yinzers. You know, they've got, like, some, you know, Brookline Vietnam Veterans Memorial hat on or, you know, I'm just making something up. But, I mean, it is just total Yinzer. Spectacular out there, and I'm sure it'll be the same way.
But it's a non-traditional market that's hit. Same with Nashville, and that's what the NHL has wanted.
Dude, I know. I agree with you. I love those markets, and I think it's crap how people sort of bag on that, like traditional hockey people. If people are into this sport and find a reason to care about their team, awesome. I don't care about the flavor of it. It doesn't have to be like stodgy and, you know, Montreal, not to pick on them, but, you know, it doesn't have to all look the same. It doesn't have to all look and sound the same. I mean, that's cool, man. You get that many people into a sport, I'm all for it. Do your thing. I can't wait to watch.
And obviously, you're out. I can't imagine who you're out there to talk to.
David Perron.
Derek Englund.
Yeah, and who else am I missing? James Neal, of course. Everybody's favorite. But
Revo.
Who do you expect to emerge from these series?
I like Vegas and Tampa. I know that seems kind of insane right now, but there's just something about Vegas. I love the way they're playing. If they would have lost your game the other night, I think I would have gone the other direction. But I don't know. I learned during the regular season, don't rule them out. And I just think Tampa is far and away a better offensive team right now. I was really impressed with what they did on the power play. And, you know, you got Stamkos going, Kucherov going, Hedman. I love watching that guy play live. I like those two.
All right. Good stuff. You know, there is a Baja Fresh, like, right inside of the Excalibur that's just to grab, like, if you're walking, to grab a lunch. So
okay. There
you go. I mean, it's like a chain place, but that's
right.
Not a bad deal. And they actually have a pretty decent coffee shop in there.
Okay. We need to sit down and go over the Vegas instructions for next season, Colin. I want marching orders. I want detailed stuff here because I go out there and I'm largely intimidated by the enormity of it all. Or maybe we can just go together. We'll see.
Oh, well, okay. If I'm invited, then I'm in. You don't need to ask me twice. Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, about to get on a flight across the country. Jason, thank you so very much. We'll chat soon, and enjoy your trip.
All right. Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. See you, Jason.
From what he saw, it was a dirty hit. And
yes.
But he said the old Canadian stodgy guard will be like, well.
The old Canadian stodgy guy from Washington County?
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, he's just – is he a figurehead? Do you think that he really makes the decision?
I'm sure there are guys, but it just doesn't. Whoever is making the decisions, whether it was Shanahan before him,
mm-hmm.
and now George Parros, it just seems like there hasn't. Or Stefan Quintal, I think, was another guy. That's who it was before Parros. I think you're right. I think it's the same thing as Al Riveron or at least in baseball they admit that we'll send it to New York and see what they say. Meaning. They.
Right.
Whoever they are, they are. You're like regular TripAdvisor, by the way.
Well, I just
Hello, everyone. This is Al Riveron.
Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.